Shalom to all! Today we're learning Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, and the Ezra Tzurusa Davis on Ches Amar Beis, and the Arsical Tzurusa Davis on Tes Amar Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Mim Sarah Basib Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says, Tikr Shein Olam Aziva, we have a roof that's not cemented. This is a roof that's made out of boards that are 4 Tfachim wide. We had mentioned these in the previous Mishnah, and they're not cemented together, so technically they could be used as Schach. What's supposed to be done? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Beis Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda says the name Beis Hillel, he's going to be explaining Machloikas Beisham Beis Hillel. So what does he say in the name Beis Hillel? Either be mefakfek, which means lift up each board and then put it down, or take out every other board that's achas meintayim and then fill that empty space with regular schach. And what we gain from here is that lifting them up and down, being mefakfek them, takes away tasav loy min asui. These boards were originally put down just to be the roof of the house, and so you can't just decide that they're going to be schach. Therefore, lifting them up and putting them down, l'shem schach, takes away that tasav loy min asui. And it's the same thing with removing every other one. Now that he puts in new schach in those gaps, that takes away the tassel vimna asui of the remaining boards. Whereas Beishami says, mefakfek vinot achas meintayim. He has to do both. He has to take out every other board and put new schach there, but that doesn't help for the remaining boards. Therefore, he has to mefakfek them, he has to lift them up and down. And the reason why, according to Yehuda, Beishami does not allow you to leave all the boards there and then just lift all them up, be mefakfek them, is because he holds of Gzeiras Tikra, like we had in the previous Mishnah. This Gzeira that if we allow him to sit under these boards, since it's very similar to his roof, he might just say, you know, I'm just going to sit inside a regular house, and obviously that's puzzle. Therefore, we have to do both, take out every other board and be mefakfek the remaining ones. Now, Rameir says that noital achas meintayim ve'ein tzarich lefakfek, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree to this, that every other one has to be removed, but he does not need to do pikpuk. He doesn't have to lift up the ones that are still there. Now, the Gemara clarifies, ve'ein pikpuk, ein tzarich lital achas meintayim. What's this referring to? So it's going to our Havamina of how the way Rameir explains. So originally, we were understanding that Rameir's arguing with Rabbi Yehuda that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that every other one has to be removed because there's Gzeiras Tikra, so we can't leave all the boards here, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda holds in Beis Hillel that just plain pikpuk is okay without removing any. But now the Gemara is telling us that no, according to Rav Meir, it's really one of the two which is okay. Even though he does hold of Gzeiras Tikra, still doing pikpuk on all of them removes that, because the person is going to realize that this is dafka for sukkahs and it's not like a house. And therefore, bottom line, the Gemara is explaining that Rav Meir actually holds it's not one and not the other, it's either one or the other. And moving on to Halacha Tes, Mishnah tells us, if a person roofs his sukkah with shpudim, that literally means spits, it's basically metal bars or metal poles, or he uses aruch samita, which is more or less his bed frame, and he sticks it directly on the top of his sukkah, whatever he's using, we're just going to say metal poles, that's the easiest case to explain. So this is chach pasul. What's the din? Im yesh revach beinehem, kimoisan kshera. If there's a mound of space in between them, like them, then it's kosher. In other words, let's say the metal poles are one tefach wide. If there's a tefach in between the metal poles of regular air, so we put kosher schach there, and now it's 50-50, kosher, not kosher schach, and it's okay. Another din, hachaitit begadish, lasas loy sukkah, ain't a sukkah. If a person has a gadish, which is a huge haystack, and he tunnels inside of it to make himself a sukkah, and he clears out enough hay or grain from it, whatever type of pile it is, so now he could sit inside, and he has schach on top of him, because this is kosher schach, it's not a valid sukkah. So Gemara Tesla on top tells us, Tony, we have a braisa that yoyser mekamay son, not like our Mishnah said, that if he has shpudim on top of his sukkah, the space in between them has to be kimay son, the same amount like them, like in our example that we gave, the shpudim or tefach, so the airspace has to be a tefach. This braisa tells us that the airspace actually has to be yoyser, it has to be more than a tefach. And why is that? So Chavrei Amrin, they explain, she'ein tefach nichas tzarich tefach, because a tefach haschach is not going to go into a tefach of space. If you have precisely a tefach of space in between the shpudim that are tefach, you can't put precisely a tefach worth of schach there. It's not going to be exactly even, it's very difficult to get in all the gaps and fill in every single bit of that empty tefach, and then it's going to turn out that you have less than 50% kosher schach. So really, the gaps in between the shpudim have to be more than the thickness of the shpudim themselves. Now, Hasar of Bar Mamel, he asks, what does that mean? Hari kleis chuches, hari tefach nechas tzarich tefach. When you have glass kelim and you have precisely one tefach, you want to slide a glass kli into there, of course it fits in perfectly, and it could be the same thing with schach. Just take schach, which is nice and hard, it could be poles of sorts that are perfectly shaped to be a tefach thick, so why not fit them into that spot, which is a tefach? What's the issue with that? And so the way that he would understand this is that actually, it's not a machlokes between the Brisa and the Mishnah. The Brisa is just referring to where the type of schach that he's using is not able to fit precisely into a tefach. Maybe he's using branches, so you can't squish branches of a tefach into exactly a tefach of space, so therefore the space has to be more than a tefach. Whereas our Mishnah is referring to the type of schach that he's using is able to be fit precisely into a tefach of space. Again, don't forget, tefach is just our example, and therefore the space in between the shpudim could be the same width as the shpudim. Now, Amar Rabbi Yosef explains differently. Taman, over there, meaning in our Mishnah, nechnas v'yotze, we're talking about nechnas v'yotze. Bram hacha, over here on the Braisa, nechnas v'eino yotze, we're talking about nechnas and not yotze. What does that mean? So we just said is that when our Mishnah says yesh revach b'nehen, we're actually talking about the space in between them. And we say over here, nechnas v'yotze, that means that the space has to be wide enough for the schach to slide in and out easily. In other words, we're explaining the words of our Mishnah, yesh revach b'nehem k'moysan, that the revach, the space in between the shpudin, has to be wide enough that we could slide in schach, which is as wide as the shpudim, very easily. Nichnas v'yotze. And that means the space has to actually be a little bit wider than the shpudim. Whereas in the Braisa, we're not talking about the space, we're talking about the schach itself. When it says yoser mekamoison, that means the schach that's being used to fill in the gaps has to be more schach than the actual shpudim, and only then it's kosher. So really, the Braisa and the Mishnah are talking about two different things. Now we explain the last case of the Mishnah. Why is a chaytet begadish? When he hollows out his haystack, that's pasul. So Ravo says, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'nei she nirs ka'itzer. That's because it looks like a oitzer. In other words, this is similar to the gzeres oitzer that we had of the chavile kasha, chavile zradim, that when he puts his bundles up there, it's usually just meant for storage. He wants to dry it out in the sun, and it's not there l'shem tzel. Same thing over here. We're afraid that if we allow him to sit in this sukkah that he just hollowed out, it might be very similar to a different situation, maybe like a storage house of his, or something else that he already has pre-made that wasn't intended to be for a sukkah or for tzel. And that's obviously possible because of tasav lemin asui. And therefore, even when he digs out of his haystack, dafka for sukkahs, it's still not okay to sit there. However, that's only an Isser Durabanon. It's not problematic Dairaisa, it's technically Kasher Sukkah Dairaisa. However, Chia, he explains that why is Chaitet Begadish not a valid Sukkah? That's because the Pasuk tells us, Tasa Lecha, you shall make a Sukkah for yourself. What do we learn from here? Loimin Asoy Lecha. It can't be that it's already pre-made, and therefore this Chaitet Begadish fellow of the Mishnah, that Sukkah is problematic in and of itself because of Tasa Loimin Asoy. The question is, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chia? And the answer is, Yashav Ba, that's Barbar Girsa, if he had actually sat in the Sukkah that he made. Aldaiti Rabbi Chia, Kontra Rabbi Chia, Psul, it's possible, because it's Tasav Loimin Asui. Whereas Aldaiti Rabbi Yochanan, Kontra Rabbi Yochanan, Kshera, it's Kosher. Because as we had explained, it's only Asur because of Gzeras Aitzer, but since it's just a Gzera, and this Sukkah itself is not problematic, so B'dievet, if he does sit here, he's Yotze. And Mugan Talacha Yod, the Mishnah tells us, Hamishal Shal Defanis Ma'omal Lamaton, if a person is lowering his walls from above to below. In other words, instead of building his Sukkah walls from the ground up, he starts from up above, and he's making his walls from the top to below. So Im Kavayim in Art Shlesha Tvachim, if they end more than three tvachim above the ground, psula, that's pasul, and that's because the walls have to rest on the ground. However, if he's building them from ground up, as long as the walls are 10 tvachim high, kshera, they're kosher, that's even though the schach is much higher, that's because, as we mentioned previously in the Masechta, the minimum size mechitza, the minimum size valid wall, is 10 tvachim, and we say good asik mechitza, then the mechitza goes all the way upwards once we have that 10 tvachim. Now, Rabbi Yossi says that no, kshem shel matan lamalan asar tvachim, the same way that when you build them from ground up, they only have to be 10 tvachim, kach melamal lamatan asar tvachim, so too, when you're building them from the top down, all they have to be is 10 tvachim, and they're still kosher, and that's because he holds of good achis mechitzta. That means we take the walls and we extend them downwards, and the reason why the chamim do not agree to this is because of a concept called gedim baikimbay. Goats can go through this 3 tvachim of gap that he left to the ground, and that's mevatal the concept of good achis mechitzta, and therefore they argue with Rabbi Yossi in this din. Another case, herchiz asikach menadfanes shlosh tvachim psula. If he distance his schach 3 tvachim off of the wall, it's possible, and that's because if it's less than 3 tvachim, we say lavud, and it's considered connected to the wall. But once it's 3 tvachim, there's no lavud, and so sukkah is possible because there's no walls connecting to the schach. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, loy am Rabbi Yosa el inyan sukkah. Rabbi Yosi only said his din in the Mishnah that we could have walls from top to bottom, even though there's a significant gap on the bottom. That's only in regards to sukkah. Aval inyan Shabbos, in regards to mechitzas Shabbos, if you want to make mechitzas and carry within them, because there's just a yachid, af Rabbi Yosi maida, even Rabbi Yosi's maskim, that we're not able to make the mechitza from up to down. However, Milsad Rabbi Chanina Amra, Afal Inyan Shabbos. The following member of Chanina tells us that Rabbi Yosi says, even regards to Shabbos, these mechitzas are okay. The Rabbi Chanina says, Shultan Bala Tzipirin, the ruler came to Tzipiri, and they had to carry for him, but they hadn't put up mechitzas. And what do they realize? Pay attention to this slight gears of change. Vitalu loy kitiyos, they had hung curtains for him. This was for his honor. It was maybe beautiful curtains welcoming into the city, and they were arranged around the streets and whatnot. And Vihitu Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Latata Tachtein, Beshitas Aviv, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi allowed them to carry underneath, directly underneath the curtains. It means within the curtains, he allowed them to carry, and that's the sheet of his father, which is Rabbi Yosi from our Mishnah, that even if the mechitza is up above and there's a gap in between the mechitza and the ground, not a problem. We say good achas mechitza that we viewed as extending downwards, and that's perfectly fine. And Tesla, based on top of the Gemara, continues, Rabbi Yosi Rabbon says, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Asid Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Kirab Chanina. The following Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina goes like Rabbi Chanina had just said previously, who trained pligin al shita says Rabbi Yochanan, and both of them argue with the shita Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Rabbi Yossi does not apply his shita to Shabbos. Where do we see Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina said the Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina? That's a proper gear. So Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina said as follows: that Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Shloshan Amar Davar Echad. Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya all said the same thing. Rabbi Yuda, what did he say? The Gesharim Hamafulashem, that a bridge which is open on both sides, meaning there's only two mechitzas at the opposite ends of the bridge, but underneath the bridge is totally open, not a problem. You could carry underneath there, because we say P'tikra Yard V'Soysim, that's in the beginning of Masechta. We look at the top of the bridge as if it's extending all the way downwards. That's considered like another two mechitzas. So that's shita number one. Now Rabbi Yossi, Hahein Dehacha, Rabbi Yossi, he's our din over here. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, Tanu, we have a braisa. Shlosh Yedvarim Hitter Rabbi Chananya. There are three things Rabbi Chananya was matir. Number one, Hitter Atza Shebeyam. He was matir seaweed from the sea. This is not relevant to our discussion. It's a halacha of hatmana on Shabbos. If a person wants to insulate their food before Shabbos in some sort of material, so there's restrictions. He's not allowed to insulate in a davar hamoisef hevel, something which is going to add heat to his food. And so the first thing Rabbi Chananya was matir was that atza shebeyam, the seaweed that comes from the sea, is not considered a davar hamoisef hevel, so he's allowed to use it for hatmana. Another din is v'hitter ketsaitra. He's matir ketsaitra, and this is relevant to our discussion. We actually had this earlier in the Masechta as well. This is when a person lives right at the water's edge and he has a board coming out of his window with a hole in it and mechitzas right around the hole. Those mechitzas are considered rishus yachid that extend all the way downwards to the water, and he's allowed to lower his bucket and draw water on Shabbos because it's like he's just drawing from rishus yachid. And lastly, v'hitir avos n'tiyos, he also allowed carrying towels. This is talking about if a person went to mikvah on Shabbos and he dried off with towels, even if he dried off with 10 different towels, that means that there's very little water on each towel. Originally, they asked her carrying the towels back home because they were afraid he was going to be over schita, squeezing the liquid out of the towels. But then later on, there was a discussion whether or not they were matir, and Rav Chananya was matir carrying them back. So that's the third heter of his. The bottom line is his middle heter, this Kitzaitzra, is like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yuda's heter of viewing mechitzas that are on top as being extended downwards in regards to Shabbos. As we see from here, definitely not like Rabbi Yochanan, and that actually Rabbi Yossi does hold that even in regards to Shabbos, we could use the mechitzas and we could say good aches, extending the mechitza downwards. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yud Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.